right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
We were close.
We were close. We were really close.
Up to the almost. The first two
that
were good.
That was like Hunchback of Notre Dame. Like,
that was
it was
nice.
Like, you know, what was that song? It's like, do you even hear me? Or if you're even there. The one that's like, God help the outcasts, hungry from birth. You don't know that song from Hunchback? To me, it's the only good song from Hunchback. No offense to Hunchback.
I don't think I've even seen it, to be honest.
Quasimodo is one of my favorite things to say. Whenever I don't feel good, I'm like, sorry, Quasimodo's here.
Isn't that the...
the guy, yeah.
The Hunchback?
The disfigure. That's why it's so funny to me.
What is the
it's a bad premise. It's a really sad movie. I actually
isn't
tried to
a Hunchback of Notre Dame like based
sad.
Though on, isn't it like a very old book?
Hope not.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, everything, but hopefully it's not based off truth.
Like
Victor Hugo.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victor.
Look at me. I am so smart. What if I was like, I haven't seen the movie. I've only read the book.
That's so cool. I would be like, whoa, what's the book like? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I see that you went out on Saturday. I saw your TikToks about how hungover you were.
Yeah, well, so it was my friend's birthday on Sunday.
I was like, Jesse must have had half a glass of white Zinfandel. No. She's been talking about being hungover.
In my defense, so it was my friend's birthday. First of all, birthdays are always scary, at least to me. If it's not your birthday, you're like, it's their birthday. So it was birthday. It was my friend's birthday. And she had asked me to like go with her and essentially start the party. A lot of responsibility. You got to trust somebody with that. So that was me. Were there shots? Yes.
Can
was
you
that my downfall?
Explain?
Absolutely.
I need some detail about where was the party beginning?
What time?
What
it was
time?
At 1 p.m. which is early
it
on
is.
A Sunday.
On a Sunday?
On a Sunday.
Well, that's probably why it was on a Sunday. But also,
I can't.
It's kind of rude to have a... To me, I think birthdays on a Sunday...
Get out of town.
It's rude.
Well, I don't make the calls, and I show up and I support. And apparently, she also knew all the bartenders there, so they were just giving us shots.
She has a drinking. She loves drinking.
No, but it was just like, I was scared for my life.
So how many shots did you, how were you wasted?
I was drunk.
By what time?
Like I had to.
What time were you home?
5:30. I did not pace well. But in my defense, I thought it was going to end at 5 or 6. Like it's a Sunday night, right? I was like, who's continuing onward? She was home by 8.
Yeah.
I was done by 5 or 6. Yeah. She was, I had to leave.
I mean, taking shots during the daytime on a Sunday.
Huge mistake.
Even the good Lord rests on the seventh day.
That was a mistake and everybody knows that. But something about when I see a shot, like the amount of excitement, there's a little version of me that goes, shots? Like literally freaks out and is like, we're doing shots. And then I even like,
it's
as soon as I do it, I'm like, God, it feels so good. Like I'm so warm. Like I'm so happy. And then, you know, cut to me 2 hours later, just, you know, chugging water by the kid's birthday party. And that's me.
Okay. Is that so? What time did you go to bed?
9.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't go to bed too early because I was like, you can't go to bed at 6. That's, we're going to screw up your whole week. So I think I went to bed at like 9 or 10. Reasonable. But was I upset and disheveled the next day? Yesterday? My hangovers are like existential dread. It's just like
anxiety.
It's so much anxiety. And it's like, I don't love that for me.
Yeah. It is the worst. But I feel like it's probably because you were ripping tequila shots or something.
Absolutely. I blame it on the doing shots in general.
Yeah, it's usually not a good idea.
No.
I drank a lot on Saturday.
What did you do? What did you do?
I was just out and about. I was at like a bar.
Oh, I'm so...
With a friend of mine.
Oh, just a friend at a bar?
And then we went to like this brewery, which you know is not my style usually.
No, but
to meet a friend and whatever. It was fun.
It was
but
fun.
I was... Yeah. It was like a...
Any flirty? Did you flirt?
Not really.
But like a little?
Not really.
That's, I think my biggest problem with drinking is like one shot. I'm like, I need to flirt. Like one drink goes
I'm a whore.
In and I'm like, wait, I don't know. I could sleep somewhere else tonight.
I feel like that's because that's who, what's bubbling in your...
Yeah, sure.
Because I know personally, like I used to be like, I need to drunk text this person or I want to text this person something, but I need to be drunk to do it. I hope I don't get drunk and then drunk text. And then after like one drink, I'm like, it's time to text.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe because you want to be a slut.
I do want to be a slut. I've never not wanted to be a slut.
Yeah.
I just like, I don't like the amount of time it takes to slut it up. Because I'm not brave in person. I really am not.
Do you get braver when you...
There wasn't anyone hot at the party. I'll say that. There was no one I could flirt with at the party.
Was it a party or it was just at a bar?
Yeah, I guess it was a place at a bar.
I kind of want to see what you're like when you're like drunk.
I'm really fun. I do think I'm fun. Like I make friends. Girlfriends. I make girlfriends and I'm fun. But yeah, I don't know. How am I? I think I'm a good time, really. I am fun. Who isn't fun when they're drunk?
A lot of people.
Oh, really? Yeah, I guess that's true. That's true. Yeah, I never get angry. I mean, that's beyond.
Yeah.
Do I cry? That was me more in college when I think I didn't let myself cry. Now I cry all the time that I don't really cry.
I feel like I have like, it's very, I'm a great drunk. Like it's like, but it like a day drink too long. And then it's on the way home is when the, you fall off the side of the cliff.
Well, I think one of the greatest things about me is when I want to leave somewhere, I normally leave. Even though my friend was like, don't leave. So I didn't leave for like 45 minutes when she told me not to leave. And then everyone was like, go.
People are always like, don't go. I
know.
I'm like,
why? I was like, I opened the party. I should get to leave. Like other people came and left. I've been here.
An appropriate response, I think, when someone's leaving a party, if you don't want them to leave, is, oh, you're leaving? Okay. Because then it's like, I'm disappointed that you're leaving. Right, and I'm showing you that. And I you know that I'm happy you're here.
Totally.
And that I will miss you when you're gone.
Yes.
But I'm not pressuring you into staying.
Yeah, I like that too.
Because some people are very like over the top about
it. I know. And then I'm like, I'll Irish exit. Don't think I won't. That's my style. So don't make me say I'm going to the bathroom and never come back. Because I'll do it.
That's why and it's gotten to the point I have some friends that know. So I'll be like, I'm running to the bathroom. And they'll be like,
Chris?
Leave your phone.
Oh, wow. See, that's too much. And then you go, no. First of all, what would I do in the bathroom then? I think I'm fun drunk. I really do. But I do think that it's not good for me the next day.
Well.
The next day, it's not. I'm not happy with it.
Got to push through the pain.
I didn't push through yesterday. I really didn't. It was odd.
I finally went to the doctor. After 12 years.
I'm so happy.
I went to the doctor. This bitch was chasing me around that exam room with a Ozempic needle before she even got my blood out of my fucking body.
Are you kidding?
Well, I'm exaggerating, obviously, but...
She was pushing that?
Well, she started by saying, I hate to push this, but...
Oh my God.
Well...
I don't like this doctor.
I mean, I just think that's kind of how doctors...
Do they get money as a commission? What's going on? Why?
No, I don't. I mean, this woman seemed...
Happy?
No. Sad. She was just so... Not even... Like... I'm like, why couldn't I have just done this as an online questionnaire, basically?
She didn't, like, touch or look or...
She listened to my heart, okay. I think, and that's basically it.
What? Ears? Eyes?
No.
Okay, that feels...
No. None of it. And then someone else came and took my blood who had the personality of a cardboard box.
Some people that
this woman was giving me absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
I was giving a show, honey, too.
Oh, me too.
I haven't been there in 12 years. Yeah. I'm nervous. Okay.
Absolutely.
So she also does like the in first when I walk in.
Yeah.
She's like, do you do drugs? Whatever. You know? She's like, do you smoke
marijuana?
Tobacco. I was like, no. She's like, do you smoke marijuana. I was like, yeah, yeah. And she was like, how much? I was like, definitely more than doctor recommended. And she was like, so like how much? And I was like, oh, I don't nightly, I guess.
Nightly, just, I guess you could
I'll
say.
I'll be honest here.
And can I say something, Kristen, really quick? It would make me more comfortable if you were laughing at my jokes and engaging. Engage well, with me.
She came back. She was the one that came back to draw my blood.
No.
No.
Oh, that's good. They're testing blood. Love that. Yeah.
Took my blood.
Okay.
And then I got a tetanus shot, and she was kind of fun. She okay, was fun.
Like her.
Love but overall, I'm like, God, I do fucking hate the doctor.
Yeah, they can be. It's the same with the dentist. Sometimes I'm like, I wish there were more personalities in these fields, you know?
Well, dentists, I'm like.
Dentist, sir.
You're in my mouth. I can't be like.
No, that's why you have to perform. It's up to you to carry the show.
I'm like, you, or just put on the TV. At the dentist, I'm like, we don't have to talk.
Oh, you could put on the TV. Yeah, that's, no one's ever done that.
When I had, one time I went to a dentist, and I forget what it was, but they had Netflix.
Dope.
On the thing, and like these big headphones that you could wear.
Oh my God.
You didn't even know what the fuck was going on. It was luxurious.
I love that. One time it was just like a TV, but it had like screensavers of animals. It was like different animals rotating. So it was like a little bear looking at you and then like a moose.
That's not going to distract me while my teeth are being pulled though, to be honest.
You wouldn't believe the stories I came up with about those animals in my head.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So that was a fun thing.
That is fun. You went to the doctors. I'm literally so thrilled about that. I guess it's the dermatologist that does the check of the body. Who does the body scan?
Dermatologist. You need to do
that. Yeah.
But I'm like, what? Of what?
I don't know. I just get scared about that stuff. That scares me. I don't know why.
Like, what are you scanning?
I think my dad has had so many things taken off his body, like skin, like things.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I should do that because it feels like, I mean, not that I'm in the sun that much, almost ever, but you never know. And I'm so pale, you know?
Yeah.
You just got to keep an eye. I don't know. I get scared. Whenever we talk about doctors, I do get scared.
Well, like the majority of my body has never seen sun. And lo and behold, I was vitamin D deficient.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Do you take supplements?
Now I got some vitamin D.
Supplements?
Yes. But anyway.
I love that. You want to know what happened on the way here?
What?
I was walking here and you know how there are those people when you come up that are trying to sell you to sign for the Humane Society or something? Yeah. I was like, sorry, I'm going somewhere. And the guy was like, I'll walk with you.
Shut the fuck up. I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. I cannot stand those fucking people.
He was actually so nice.
Because they want to make.
I know.
Like, I'm like, don't act like you give a shit about any of this stuff. I've overheard them because I live next to Madison Square Park where they always are. And every day I'm like, you know what would be nice? Okay. Me walking by just one morning and not having to ice you out. Okay.
Yeah.
What are we doing for today? The Human Relief Fund.
I know. Cause sometimes it hurts your feelings when they'll say things like, you seem nice. Oh, I guess I'm not. And I'm like,
they always say that. They always say that.
It hurts me. It hurts me.
I've walked by someone and he's like, you seem like somebody who would be interested. And I walk by, he's like, I guess not, huh? And I was like, I guess not. What? Look at me. What part of my face walking by?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's scary. It's scary, isn't it? It's scary.
What
did you ever have to bark, like do a job like that? Did you ever have to recruit like out in New York? Because I did.
No, I never had to recruit out in New York. But again.
Yeah.
They don't have to be doing that. I'm like, you can get a job at a grocery store and be getting paid the same and not have to do this.
No, I know. I mean, listen, this guy was great. He would honestly be great on the podcast.
Did you? Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Why don't you tell me this story and I won't interrupt before we get really scammed by the ASPCA.
It wasn't that long. I just thought it was kind of wild when he was like, I'll walk with you. And I was like, oh, and, you know, but then he really was being so funny that I was like, this is funny. Of course, then I was like, I'll do a one-time donation. That's fine.
Okay.
He got but then he wouldn't. He was like, it has to be ongoing. I was like, no, I don't want to do the thing where I sign up because I forgot to sign. I'm gonna be, this will be until I die, I'll be paying whatever a week. So I was like, I'll do a one-time donation, but then he doesn't get credit, which I did feel guilty about. But I said, I simply can't. I will do a one-time donation, but I don't want to sign up.
What was it for? The ASPCA?
The Humane Society. They want to stop puppy mills.
Which Humane Society?
I don't know. I don't know.
Jesse.
I didn't get the info. He was just pitching me on, like, he's like, have you ever seen a puppy? And I'm like, this yeah, is a scam. Actually, I well, I know. That's why I was like, I also don't want to give you like my address.
The CEO of the ASPCA also got like $2 million last year as a salary.
As a bonus.
So absolutely fucking not.
I know. The whole thing. Here's the thing.
If you're going to donate to humane societies, here's what you have to do. You have to go to a specific humane society.
Well, anyhow, but it was, I actually thought it was kind of fun. Like, I think I like engaging with people that it is kind of fun, you know? And I didn't look like I wanted to be engaged with. Like, I had sunglasses on, headphones in, you know?
But you stopped.
But I stopped at first to say, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm going somewhere.
That's your first mistake.
Well, I just like to say I'm sorry.
I
don't want them to. Well, I know.
I blow past and hope they don't get in my way.
I guess it's guilt. It's guilt.
I don't have guilt for it because I'm like, you don't care about this. You are going to get money from every person you get to sign up. That's why you are being so nice to me.
Last week, too, this girl stopped me and she was so nice. I'm literally like, can I hire all of them? Nice. I want to hire all of them.
I hear them training and they'll be like, just really try to make eye contact with them, like as hard as you can, make eye contact, because then people will think that you're like really nice and like give a compliment. And I'm like,
it works on me every time. Isn't that unfortunate?
Just go into a Trader Joe's and they
literally. Anyhow, but it was funny to me.
So what did he say when you wouldn't donate?
He literally walked with me almost the entire way. Which I guess this is like what, a 15-minute walk? 10 to 15 minutes.
He's probably waiting outside.
No. So eventually when I was like, I'll sign up, I'll sign whatever you want me to sign, or I will do a one-time donation through you now. And he was like, I can't do that. And I said, I'm so sorry.
Also, I'm like, what do you mean? So you've been begging me for 15 minutes for money and now I'm offering you an inch. And what are you doing?
I know.
Demanding a mile.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then he was like, I think he said, have a great, we had a lovely interaction, a lovely goodbye. It was actually lovely.
Did you kiss?
I highly recommend it. I was literally like, am I attracted to this man?
It seems like you were.
I just found it. I think I find that energy so nice.
Begging for money?
No, the energy of like, I wish someone would be like, hi.
You find
like,
a salesman's energy?
Yeah, I grew up with a salesman. Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Wow.
Because I find the exact opposite. The second somebody starts trying to be like that with me, my guard could not go higher up.
Okay, but pretend there was no selling happening. Imagine if someone, like you walked in a room and someone was like, hey, I think that's great energy. I wish I had that energy.
But even then, I'm like, this person's going to want something.
Really?
And 9 times out of 10.
You think?
They do.
Well, sometimes it's like, I want to talk to somebody. That could be the want.
But
okay,
it depends.
I hear you.
It depends.
I know. I love a chat. And I used to work in Times Square. Recruiting people.
For what?
When I worked at The Late Show for David Letterman.
What were you recruiting them for?
The show, coming to the show.
Well, I mean, I feel like, was that hard? I feel like.
Yes. It's the same
thing. People don't want to go to that.
I couldn't get it out fast enough before people were like, get out of my way, you scum. And I was like, okay, the tickets are free. The tickets are free. But yeah, it was just hard to get people to literally stop or listen. And like I would try, you know, sometimes it would beat you down too, because you'd be like, everybody hates me. But then I'd always be like, I'm literally giving away, like, I don't understand. But also people are told not to look at you or talk to you or, you know.
I used to work in college for a semester, like calling for donations, and it was the absolute worst.
Calling is really hard. Well, also for donations. I mean, I was giving away something that was actually pretty cool if they just listened.
That should have been your pitch.
Well, I was scared. It was scary.
How long did you do that for?
I worked at, that was my first job in the city. I worked at Letterman for like 11 months. Most of the time I got to be at the show, but one day a week you had to go out and do that. And that was always the worst day of the week. I don't know, like 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours.
That seems terrible.
It was. It was really hard and terrible. But that was part of the job.
Did you have like friends that you could do it with?
Yeah, it would be like 3 or 4 of us would go out there.
I would just be like, Suzanne's great at it. Suzanne.
I know. They should have done that because some people are really good at it and they should just do it. But you know how that type of job was like, it was right out of college. Everyone was right out of college. The woman who ran it kind of treated us like we were still in college. So it was like, we all got to do the things we don't like to do sometimes.
There was a girl that worked in the phone thing with me.
Yeah.
There was like 20 of us in the room at night. It was awful. Ooh. And she was like so quiet, whatever. And this bitch would clean up because we would get bonuses too. If you were like the top three, whatever.
Oh.
And this bitch would come in first like every week.
Some people just have it. Like
every week. I would sit next to her and be like trying to listen in like, on what her are pitch. You saying? And I'm like,
it's an energy. It's an energy.
I guess she had just like a cool, like, I don't care energy in it.
I think that's the trick is you have to have an I don't care energy because then the other person's like, well, wait, what is it? You know?
Yeah.
But if you're like, you're going to really want this, it's always like, no, I won't. You don't know me. I actually don't want it. Now I hate it. What you pitched, yeah. I'll never get.
I quit. And then when I quit, they were like, we were actually going to promote you to be like a manager.
Wow.
And then I was like, oh, okay, well, then I'll stay. And they were like,
but you quit.
You quit.
What?
Because the manager, all you had to do is when they got a donation, you would like
type it in,
take over the phone.
Nice.
And you could like listen to people's phone calls. I would get in trouble because I would just be like
listening,
sitting.
What other weird jobs did you have? I worked at an ad company where I would test the ads that like, you know, when you play a game on your phone, like I play Sudoku a lot. Mm-hmm. And this ad will come up and there'll be an X in the corner. And yeah, like I was the person who tested to make sure that the X closed out like within a certain amount of seconds that they say they will.
How long does that take?
Sorry.
Like,
huh?
What do you mean? So how many apps did you have to do that for?
A lot. Like you would sit there and like one would come up and then you'd press it and it'd be like, oh, it says it would do it in 5 seconds, but it's not. So then you report it. I don't even remember. I was so bad at it because I sometimes when I don't care about things, this is my biggest weakness.
I know.
I do not learn it. And like, I'm I feel familiar. Like I had all these like, it was so many fun artists that work there. And I was like, we don't care. Right. No one cares what this is. And they're like, yeah, we don't care. But you have to do it. Right. Like, because like somebody up like, there it's your cares. Job.
That's what you're getting paid to do.
I would be there being like, how does this work again? Like, how do I enter it in? They're like, Jesse. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, I know. I worked with you.
Where?
We worked together at Betches for years. What do you mean?
Well, I was, yeah, but I knew what I was doing there.
No, I know. But there's things that you, certain things.
Yeah, that's true.
That you would say you didn't know how to do. And I'm like, there's a difference between knowing and not wanting.
It's still true with editing. Be like,
I just can't do returns. I'm so bad at Amazon returns. And I was like.
No, but Ronnie literally does know. Yeah. But there are some things I am bad at. But I actually think I'm saving the company time. I'm going, I could do this. It will take 2 to 3 hours or someone else could do it in 50 minutes. Which would you like? I'm paid hourly. Go ahead.
Returns does seem like something that you would be very good at.
I'm really good at being organized about it. Which
is basically what returns are.
Yeah, but like, I mean, sure. I mean, do I go to a FedEx and then become friends with somebody who then helps me through it? Yeah, but
every aspect of a return.
Some people don't have to do that. Some people just like print labels at home and know how to do that. And that's not me. But it could be.
Meanwhile, that job and whatever got me fucking like on an Amazon watch list for returns because I had to return so many things. That I got like emails.
Are you kidding?
Being like,
that's why you always have to do it on someone else's account. So sorry to hear that. So sorry.
Well,
to hear
I mean, it was years ago now, but oh God, I hated those days. I was so angry.
Yeah, those were bad. That's what I'm saying. Those were bad days.
Because that was when you'd be like, well, I'm freelance. And I'd be like,
I don't know. I just, that is like an intern's job.
Well, I wasn't an intern.
I mean, I know. And I'm saying if I were an intern, I also probably couldn't do it. But I'm saying like, that just feels so beneath anything. I did them in person. I was happy to return in person. But if it's sending back, shipping back, no one cares. This is the most boring thing I could possibly
No, some people like talking about returns, I think. Do I don't return
some
things.
Some people love it. I actually have to return some stuff right now that's sitting in a bag that I'm sure I'll miss the date because I haven't gotten my act together to go to Whole Foods, which is where I go, so I can do it in person so I don't have to do the labels.
You would rather go, like, because yes. You would have to go to, like, say, the Michael's desk with an employee who is way more angry than I am.
I know.
And then there, it's like, you would rather do that than...
I have to. Yeah, that's what I have to do to make sure the return happens.
I don't think I literally have ever returned something personal.
Really? In person, you mean?
No, like, ever.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very Daddy Warbucks vibes, and good for
you. No, it's not. It's
that's money vibes.
It's my anxiety that I would have to go and face when I went to return all these things. Is, you know, I just don't like making other people's lives
complicated,
more difficult.
They don't care. You think those people care?
Yeah,
but that is their
judging by the attitude. Well, exactly, but it's also. You can say that about anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess.
Like, I'm like, technically, it's the waiter's job to make sure the order's right, but I'm still not going to say that it was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
But anyway.
I do it.
What's new coming in up sex? With you? What?
Sex? How dare you? Nothing's happening over here in that way. I might be opening up the doors back up again. The sun is out again. So it's like, you know what I mean? But nothing's happening.
There's a certain type of person I feel like that when the sun is out.
Yeah.
Gets like dirty. My roommate is like this. I'm like, the sun's out. All of a sudden, they're a new person.
It's slut weather. Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, oh, it's sweater weather.
I know.
Nothing like a man in a crew neck sweater to really flood the basement. You know?
It's more people are more social in the summer. So it's like, it's like, let's go have fun. I think, you know?
Let's go have fun.
Like, let's go have fun. Our job today is to have fun. Do you have anything fun coming up?
No.
Really?
Well.
Okay. A little?
Nothing like that interesting.
Okay.
Do you have something that you're...
Fun coming up? I'd like to think I always have fun things coming up.
See, that's where we differ.
I try to have fun things coming up.
What's fun coming up?
I've got a mushroom trip coming up.
Do you care to detail or?
I'm just going to take mushrooms and go on a trip.
Is there like plans? Are you just taking mushrooms at home?
My friend is coming. We're going to trip together.
Oh, that's nice.
It's really fun. Today? Yeah. I'll see you when I see you.
Damn.
It's a really nice reset for me.
I don't like a full trip, as we know.
I know. I love it. I'll cry. I will. I'll feel empowered. Tomorrow, if you saw me, I'd be like, we are so lucky to be living and life is a gift and we get to give that gift to ourselves every day. And one day that gift will stop.
I am fortunately
busy tomorrow. That's So I'm excited for it. It's normally really nice for me creatively.
See, I'm like trip wise. I'm like, I'm not trying to like talk. Like on a mushroom.
You're not? You're just going in? But if you need help.
No, I'm like, it's like appreciate the environment.
You can go inward too.
You need like a nature.
I do love nature.
Vibe. But going inward for.
I love to go inward. Ugh. I'm always going inward.
I'm not a big like focus on the past type person.
Not the past. It's inward. Like just like the who you are and what you want. Not the past. The past, I don't know if you've ever seen a movie called The Lion King, but the past is in the past.
Okay? What?
It's in the past. Remember? Do you remember that?
No.
He's like, it doesn't matter. It's in the past.
I literally can't picture anything that you're
the
talking
monkey.
About. What monkey?
Okay. Okay. The Lion King, it's like pivotal part. So like Lion King, pivotal part. He's running away. His father, Mufasa, died. He's being framed for it. Oh my God. How could that have happened? Then all of a sudden, the monkey comes along. The monkey that put the thing on his head and lifted him at the beginning. And he's like, oh. You smell familiar. Rafiki, thank you so much. Then he's like talking about his dad, the past. He hits him on the head. He goes, ah, what'd you do that for? He goes, it's in the past. It doesn't matter.
So he tells him he shouldn't work through his father's murder.
He's just like,
because it's in the past.
You know what? Scar's taking over now. Let's worry about that later. And also, like, it is in the past.
But his dad's dead and he watched him die.
That's sad. But like, you know how, at least for that movie, it came down to the fact that everyone had forgiven him. Everyone had forgiven him but himself. And that's just the truth.
Oh my God.
And that is The Lion King. And anyone who hasn't seen it, spoiler, I'm so sorry about that. But also see The Lion King. Remember who you are. Now. No, so you don't have to go in the past. Anyhow, I'm not going to convince you.
Disney movies are always sad.
Always sad and always a breakthrough. Talk about every time I like.
What do you mean by breakthrough?
Like whenever you watch them, at least for me, I'll be like, God, that's such a true lesson. That's such a true thing. Like, remember who you are. I'm like, I do forget who I am.
What is that from?
Also, The Lion King. He's like, remember who you are.
Isn't it interesting the different things that spark things in people? I think I grew up not in like a Disney household.
You didn't? What was your household? Nickelodeon?
Not well. My mom was just like, or neither of my parents were like big into Disney.
What did you watch?
In fact, I think they just kind of like didn't
like it.
Like I to this day haven't seen some Disney things.
What a fun thing for us to do.
Like
together.
Alice in Wonderland, I've never seen.
That one's overrated.
Fantasia.
That's fun. That would be a fun one. High Time of Our Life.
Other things, I mean, I saw maybe like once.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Like Snow White.
Well, that's an old one.
Well, what are your recommendations?
I mean, like Fantasia, I watched a ton as a kid because I loved it. But we also hid at the part that was scary. We would hide. It was scary. Anyhow.
What happens?
It's actually just music. I don't think it's that scary. But when you're like six and there's like a broom that's evil, you're like, I'll never sweep again, you know? So I don't remember. I hid. The music changes.
That's probably why I wasn't allowed to watch it because my mom was afraid we'd be scared and wouldn't clean the house anymore.
Yeah. But Lion King is great. I watched Robin Hood a lot with the foxes.
See, I don't know that I've ever even seen that.
That's a dope one. I highly recommend that one. I mean, Hercules is fun. That's
See, I've
fun.
Seen some of Hercules recently.
Some of it. Yeah.
Because my friend likes to do that one song in karaoke.
Which one? The group one?
Yes.
Great number.
That's a very upbeat.
Great number.
Yeah, I guess I 101 Dalmatians I watched a lot.
Okay, that's a fun. We used to always go in our house. I'm hungry, mother. I'm still hungry, which like the Rolly says, and we always thought that was so funny. That line.
Who says it?
Little Rolly, like the sadly obese dog.
I think that I was watching the other Disney version.
The live
with
action.
Glenn Close.
Oh, live action.
Yeah.
Oh, well, live action's the best. Is that what people call it? We used to call it act out and cartoon. We were like, act out. I'd be like, I want the act out Peter Pan with Mary Martin.
Have you seen Cruella?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Of course.
I feel like Cruella's very underrated.
So underrated. It's such a fun. First of all, the directing is gorgeous.
People act
fashion.
Like it's like. Also, when you like look at a. Written out like play by play of the plot, you're like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. That like, the woman kill, what's her name?
Yeah, Emma.
Emma Thompson, but what's her like character's name?
I don't remember.
The Baroness.
Yeah.
And they're like, the Baroness was supposed to have killed
her mother.
Cruella's mother with a pack of Dalmatians.
Or the doll, are they Dalmatians?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they chase her over the cliff.
Yeah.
And it's like so insane. But number one, the fashion.
That's what I'm saying.
Should have won Oscars.
Oscars.
And that's not an exaggeration. I really think that.
It's so stunning. Whoever did that, like, should have been awarded so much for the risks they took. And the cool. Remember the garbage truck one?
Oh my God. The garbage truck scene in Cruella. I literally was like. If you haven't seen Cruella, okay, this is what it is. Emma Thompson is Baroness who owns, let's say for the sake of the story, she is like
Anna Wintour.
If she was the head of Gucci.
Yeah, exactly.
And Cruella, Estella in the beginning, Emma Stone, is supposed to be like
A genius designer.
A young ingenue designer whose mother died and she's lived like sort of on the street back and forth, whatever. And then she's like secretly working for the Baroness, but actually destroying her career and life on the side.
Yes, because her mom had a necklace, which then she finds
stole,
out.
But she doesn't even know the whole story. She knows that her mom stole the necklace, or she knows that she took her mom's necklace.
Right.
But she doesn't know until like halfway through that she killed her mom.
Right.
And then she doesn't know until like three quarters of the way in that the Baroness is her biological mother.
And that, I mean, it's really, you are going on a roller coaster ride and it's so good.
It's so good. The cast is tens across the board.
But
there's one scene when she's like pulls up to the Baroness's party and it's a garbage truck. And the garbage truck starts dumping onto the red carpet and everybody's like, what the fuck is going on? And it's all this fabric. And then who pops out but Emma Stone, and the garbage truck starts driving away. And we find out that everything in the garbage truck is one big dress.
And it's so good.
So fucking good.
Because then she jumps on the back to leave and it's like the dress.
Yeah, that's how we know it's a dress because it goes with her.
Oh my God.
When she wears the one dress that she catches on fire
and it burns
into a different dress.
It's so good.
Stunning. Stunning.
The moth dress. Which I relate to heavily, but yeah.
Why, do you have a moth problem?
Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
I just live with moths.
Where?
In my home.
I've never seen a moth in your house.
Well, yeah, because I'm constantly trying to get rid of them.
You need a cedar chest.
Yeah. I need a cedar chest.
What if you lined your closet with cedar?
I have wood cedar in there. I have lavender. Everyone says lavender.
Are they eating your clothes?
I'm scared. I'll tell you that. I'm scared. But like, I don't know if they are, but I know they're out there. I see them sometimes. I have those moth traps, but I don't really know.
Moths don't really bother me unless they were eating
clothes. I just don't like bugs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty common fear.
Like, I just don't like them and I just don't want them in my home. In my home, I don't want them in my home.
I don't obviously like bugs, but I would take a bug over a
mouse.
Rodent.
Yeah, me too. And I would as well. Although I would think that Winnie would take care of that for me. Mm. However, I feel like she's like getting up there in age and I feel like she's pretty much retired, which is a huge, huge sad thing, you know?
Well, she could still.
I would hope that she would do that for me.
Outdoor cats. What an interesting thing that is, huh?
Yeah. We had them growing up. Like, my cats were indoor, outdoor until one of my cats, Candy, was killing too much that we were like, this is too much.
What was she killing?
You name it. There were presents every morning.
My friend Kate growing up lived down the street from me, but her cat would always leave presents.
Yeah.
And then she had a dog. And I remember once we were like watching TV on our couch.
Oh, no.
And we let the dog in. And then like in the shadow, I was like, oh, no. Something's in the dog's mouth.
Oh, no.
And then he like turns. We turn on the light and it's just like the bottom half of a rabbit.
Ugh.
Like bottom leg sticking out of his mouth.
Oh, my God.
Horrifying. And then when we all like scream, he opens his mouth and drops it, and we've to reveal that there is in fact only the bottom half of the rabbit.
Oh my God.
It was like
a horror story.
I had pet rabbits at the time also.
Oh.
Mind you. But the cats would just kill it and bring it back, and then
I know.
And don't they like go off when it's time to die?
cats?
Like outdoor cats.
Yeah, I think they do.
Also, I'm like, so your cat just one day doesn't come back?
I don't really.
I saw an outdoor cat on the way here. That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know what happens. I hope animals never die. You know what I mean? I just hope it never happens for anybody. I never know. I mean, it's so funny how often, like, I'll look at Winnie and be like, you good? Like, I ask her, I'm like, you good? She'll be like, I'm good. Because she'll do hairballs a lot. And I'll be like, what's that noise? She's like,
well, isn't that a natural thing?
Yeah, I just hate the way it sounds and kind of looks. You know?
I got shit on by a bird yesterday.
That's good luck.
On the left arm, too. I looked it up.
Is the left arm good luck?
That's what it said online.
Oh, my God. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Mazel tov to you. Where were you? What was happening?
I was at the dog park.
You're such a lucky little guy.
I was at the dog park and I got shit on my left shoulder. Or not on my left shoulder. It was like on my forearm.
Ooh, that's where you write exciting checks.
Said online that it's a sign of fortune to come.
I see that for you.
Thank you.
That's really exciting.
That's very exciting.
I would be excited.
See, you have a blind faith, which I love.
Yeah, I do.
Because I'm like, well, I am superstitious, but only about bad things, I guess.
Yeah, I do believe in good things are coming. I really do. Also, they've always come. Like, they have. Like, I think we have to remember we're like, I don't know. I sometimes think I like pinch myself. I'll be like, wow, I'm really like going after my dreams and like doing what I love. And that is already a beautiful thing.
Very true. There's a lot of miserable people in the world.
There really are people doing what they don't love to do. I'm like, I'm doing what I love to do. I'm just not. The money will come, you know?
Yeah.
But when you think about it, I'm like, I've got half of it.
Should we do improv?
Yeah, let's do improv. Oh my God, I'd love to. Thank you for saying that. Literally. Excuse me.
Let's get a location.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Key West, Florida.
Oh, fun. I love Key West.
I've never been. Are you on vacation?
Sorry?
Are you on vacation?
Oh, no.
You work here?
I own
I would love a Diet Coke. Sorry?
I'm sorry.
Oh, do you work here?
Yes.
Oh, you work here. Could I have a Diet Coke?
Yeah. Well, we only have house-made sodas. So we have a Diet Purple Nurple. It's sort of similar to...
Purple Nurple?
Well, my husband's son named it.
Oh, is he all? He's okay, or?
Well, he's a child.
Oh, he's a child.
Well, he was when he named it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So no Diet Coke.
Well, it's like I said.
It tastes like it. It's the same thing.
It's similar. It's like a cola flavor and house soda.
How long have you worked here?
Well, I own it.
You own it?
Yeah, with my husband.
That's nice. Is it hard to live where you work?
Is it hard to live where I work? How do you know where I live?
No, I just figure you probably live on the property.
Well,
do you?
As you know, since you're traveling here, Key West is very small and exclusive.
It's so small and exclusive.
Like a Six Flags Village is the vibe.
Wow.
And so when I came here to visit for the first time in 1987, I just fell in love with the cocaine culture.
Yeah, it's high here, isn't it?
It was then.
Yeah.
And then from there, I, you know, started working at a key lime pie shop because, as you know, that is where
the coke comes.
The key lime pie originated in
Key West. That.
And if you come here,
you better have there's a key lime pie
shops on every corner.
Oh.
And so I said, let me open a pie shop that doesn't feature key lime.
Oh,
you know, because everybody is doing key lime. And I said, some people are allergic to citrus.
Wow. So what do you do?
And that's how I came up with the idea for Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, Cheesecake Factory.
And so I brought the first franchise Cheesecake Factory.
You're kidding me.
To much protest to Key West. But I said, if I don't have a menu the size of a dictionary.
Oh my God.
Then how do I know my customers are
Can
happy?
Can I say something? That's my favorite part about the menu. My favorite part is that right before I open it, I close my eyes and I say, what is it that you really want? Because if I start reading, I'm going to change my opinion, yeah. You know? And when I ask myself, what do I really want? And then I'll flip to the page. I'll go flip, flip, flip. That's so fun.
Yes. But as you know.
Yeah, it's not doing well.
It's not doing well, which is why I developed the line of sodas.
That's so smart.
And cut our contract with the Coca-Cola company. So can I get you anything else?
Well, you did mention Coke.
Did you listen to a single word I said?
Is the Coke not here anymore?
I had to cut the contract with the Coca-Cola company.
I'm talking about the drug Coke.
Am I selling cocaine from this Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Meet me around.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Meet me around.
I'll see you in the round in the corner, backyard. In the back. And scene.
And in my head.
Yeah.
It was going to be a setup and you were going to get arrested.
I can't believe you were going to do that to me.
Yeah.
But thank you for that. I loved that setup. I love knowing about the man who started Cheesecake. I'm sorry, the woman.
Thank you. I was a man. Well, I think I was a woman.
I was an old woman. I think you were a woman.
I was an old woman and my husband had stepchildren. We didn't get to it, but in my head, that was all that was,
that's
what was
so
happening.
Great. My backstory, I just knew I was wearing a really big hat. That's all I knew. I was wearing a really big hat.
You should have mentioned that.
Well, I sort of was going like this at times, I think.
Hey,
in my head, I was doing this a lot.
I don't know that your object work was reading as hat.
This is how I hat.
Could be hat, maracas.
Hat. 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 Hat.
Well, because not a lot of people have hats that come out to here
I
at
do,
Cheesecake
if
Factory.
I'm going to Key West.
So you would have to maybe start with like...
That's tip of the hat.
I'd be like, so sorry, let me take off my hat. And then when you do this, then I know it's a hat.
And I go back on. Well, it was really nice talking to you today.
Let's get another location.
Let's do Sydney, Australia.
Oh, no. I cannot do an Australian accent.
Hello there.
And neither can you.
Hello there. Do you like the crocodiles?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I love the crocodile. That's why we came on the crocodile tour.
Right.
Because I love...
Sorry. So I'm Irwin's daughter. That man who died that everybody loves. What's his name?
Is this part of the improv?
I'm trying to tell
you're
you.
You're sort of breaking the rules
breaking
of improvisational
the rules.
Comedy.
No,
she's talking about Bindi Irwin, who is my arch nemesis. If any of my friends know anything about me, it's how much I despise Bindi Irwin. But my friend and I literally send each other. It's like a running bit where we just fucking hate Bindi Irwin because she thinks she's better than everybody else. But so you're Bindi Irwin who does
maybe
not.
Maybe I'll be the son.
He has a popular show now.
Whatever.
Also, this is not how improv works.
Well, in the scene, I wasn't actually cutting the scene being me. I was cutting the scene being the Irwin person telling you that I'm trying to get a TV show and that I have to up my accent. But you didn't.
Oh, well, Bindi Irwin has an accent.
Yeah, but it wasn't as big as I was doing it.
You don't even know her name.
You know what? You initiate the next one. Okay. I'll let you initiate.
Well, the initiation was good.
Let Chris initiate since I can't initiate.
The initiation was good.
Was it?
That wasn't the initiation. The initiation you gave me was, do you like crocodiles?
Right.
And I was saying, yes, we love crocodiles. We're on a crocodile tour.
And then I was trying to give more backstory to who I was and who we were to each other.
So you could have been like, as you know, my father was one of the prime crocodile hunters in the entire world.
Okay. Yes, and me.
Well, listen, you got to know the rules to break them.
I'm breaking them and I know them.
I thought you did.
All right. Okay. Let's do another one. You initiate. That would have been fun. I didn't know you hated Bindi.
Well, I thought you knew that. That's why you were doing it.
No, no idea. Never know.
I like jokingly hate Bindi.
Wow. It's huge.
To my friend and I send dancing. I can't even say this. It's so fucked up. Never mind.
Okay. Forgot that happened.
Because he died from a stingray.
Oh.
But there's an emoji of a dancing stingray.
Okay.
And my friend and I will send it to each other sometimes.
That's
fucked up.
It's dark.
Anyway.
Can we have another location?
Yeah.
Do you want another location?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's say the Swiss Alps.
Ooh.
Ooh. And then,
yeah,
on Friday, we are going to do a wine tasting.
Ooh.
Before we get to skiing, which I know everybody loves to ski, but it is a very tight schedule. So we're going to have exactly 30 minutes for skiing in the morning, 30 minutes for skiing at the night. Okay. And during the day, I do want to focus on making centerpieces.
Okay.
I really want to use this bachelorette party to focus on my wedding.
Right. And I think that the way you sold the bachelorette party to us, and I could be wrong, was like, we're going to go and have fun and have like a girls trip.
That's, wait, I'm sorry, sold? I had to sell you to come to my bachelorette party?
No, you didn't have to sell me. But when you were like, we're going to the Swiss Alps, you know, we've gotten here and I've had so much fun. But like coming here.
Have you?
Well, I don't think a lot of us loved the...
You complained about dinner.
Well, and us having to alter your dress. Like, a lot of us have cuts on our fingers now. A lot of us.
Oh, okay. So it's suddenly my fault that a sequined pearl dress is difficult to hem?
Well, I just thought you would bring it to someone who does it for a living and not get us high and then force us to do it.
I thought if you were high, it would be more fun for you. I don't even do drugs.
Right. And that was also... And I'm not trying to poke holes because I know you're stressed right now.
You were yesterday when you were hemming that dress, weren't you?
Well, I was doing the best I could.
We lost multiple pearls. Catherine told me everything.
I bet Catherine did. She's a brown noser. But what I'm saying is I'm having fun, but I would love to stop doing like tasks.
Friendship things?
Tasks is how I would
do. Things that a friend would do is what?
Yeah. Well, can it be an option? Like, it feels like nothing's an option.
Well, the option was, do you want to be in my wedding? And when I asked you that 17 months ago, you said, and I repeat, I would love to.
And I still stand by that statement.
And so have you ever been in a wedding, seen a wedding party, seen a movie that involves wedding?
I have.
It's sort of almost like you work for me until the wedding day.
That's the part that I think that we are on different pages about.
And if you think that I did not speak to the bridal shop that told me that you wanted to get your dress taken out. Everyone's wearing size two.
Yeah. My tits are a four, at least.
It's so a sample. I told everyone when I asked, everyone needs to be in sample sizes.
That's so. And
I'm the only 20 worth walking down the aisle.
And I don't want to distract or anything. And I wouldn't do that. But I do. If I can't fit in the dress, what's our plan B? Is there a plan B?
Well, you can watch it from Zoom.
Okay. And can I just say one more thing? Because I do love you. And for a long time, we were really good friends. And then you met Mark, and I just want to float this out.
Oh my God.
I want to float this out there. I think that the pressure you're feeling and kind of the anger that you have within your heart is because I don't think you want to be with Mark. That's what I think.
You honestly?
Yeah.
It seems like, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, well.
You think because you were married to Mark before.
Right. And I know what he does behind closed doors.
And I waited. Well, that was with me. And
I'm sorry?
What?
I'm talking about the emotional abuse.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I thought we were
the sex?
Talking about something else.
Okay.
He didn't cheat on you.
Oh.
He didn't cheat on you. But I waited a respectable 6 months after your divorce.
Totally.
And we bumped into each other in line at Safeway.
When I tell you that... Mark is like an old sweater I've always hated and now has moths. And the fact that you have it, that's fine. I never want that sweater again. But I'm worried for your skin. You know what I'm saying? I'm worried for your health. I'm worried for your skin. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Maybe you should be worried about getting a date to my wedding because you also RSVP'd as the solo and that is not
fun allowed. For you? I can't come alone?
No.
I'll bring a friend.
It needs to be an even number.
I'll bring a friend. Don't worry.
No. It needs to be a romantic partner.
I'll bring someone I'll fuck.
It needs to be a romantic partner. And I know that you are not into women. So if you bring a woman, I'm going to know.
What does romantic partner mean to you?
You have to have
sex with them?
Yes.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
It'll just be someone I swipe on.
That's fine.
That's a romantic partner.
As long as they can dress. Now, and so sorry to the other girls that are here.
I am sorry for the other girls as well, but I do think this is important that we do. A lot of them came to me privately and said the hemming wasn't fun.
That's
sorry.
So funny because a lot of them came to me and said, I don't want to share a room with her.
Oh, really? Well, we're all pretty pissed that we're in the same room with 5 bunk beds and you get a suite. I think a lot of us are pretty pissed about the roommate.
It's my wedding.
Right.
And this one's going to stick.
How could it not? With Mark?
Scene. Should we do one more?
One more. You would really be the best bride. I really would.
I would be the opposite of that as a bride.
Oh, I know. You'd be like, we're white. What do I care?
Yeah, literally. Well, literally. Which is a fun idea. Everybody at a wedding in white and then the bride wears like multicolor dress.
Yeah, you know that's my idea.
I just came up with that.
I'll kill you. We have it on record.
I don't know.
We talked about our dream wedding.
I have it copywritten somewhere.
This is hilarious. We talked about our dream wedding. I said I want my guests to wear black and white and I'm in color.
Well, I said just white.
Absolutely. You should patent that.
I'm kidding. I would never do that.
You would wear white?
Well, I'm not going to get married in a wedding dress, probably.
But would you wear white?
No.
Oh.
I would wear cream.
Ah.
I would wear what Carrie Bradshaw wore at the end of when she's like still in the show, I think.
Okay.
When does she get left?
At the altar?
You know when she falls out of the cab?
The bird?
Yes.
Yeah, that dress?
Yes.
Absolutely.
That dress.
Me too. That's
dying. I've always pictured myself getting married in
that dress.
That dress. Which is like, what was the designer? Because it was like a plot line in the...
Yeah, because it was
she was going to wear just that shitty white dress off the rack.
Right, when they went to City
And then
City
they
Hall.
Gifted her the... Mm-hmm.
What a gorgeous. Great show. What a great movie. What a great time.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay, I think we're at the Met Gala.
I think we are at the Met Gala. Can I confess something to you?
Sure.
I think I'm in love with you.
What?
And I know that you're gay. And I know that. And I don't want to change that about you. But I do think I am romantically, like, really in love with you.
What do you want me to do with that?
I don't know.
It's the day of the Met Gala.
I know.
And I'm the head designer of the centerpieces.
I know. And I'm your assistant.
And well, I know that. Why are you telling me that?
Well, I just wanted to say we've been working as a team. So
you've
well
been working
together.
For me as a team.
As a great team.
This is so inappropriate.
Is it inappropriate?
If Anna gets wind of that.
I know.
And why would you be in love? I've been.
I don't know. Mean.
Mean.
But I think I've.
Brutal.
I grew up in a house where.
I made you cry yesterday.
That's what home was to me. That's
I made you go home
like.
On Monday and change because I said that I hated the shade of navy you were wearing.
I hated it too after you said it.
What part of that brought you sexually attracted to me?
Something about that made me feel as though I was home.
Okay, well, what do you want me? I'm not.
I just feel like, I don't know. Have you ever?
Have I?
Have you ever?
Have I ever fucked a woman? You're asking me on the day of the Met Gala.
Yeah.
If I'm willing to crawl back into the closet for Cindy Lou Who over here.
Wait a sec. Okay. And you don't have to crawl into the closet. You can be openly gay. But with me.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm sorry to do this. I really am. I just feel like, you know how they say carpe diem and like seize the day?
They're not talking to you.
Really?
Not if this is what you're feeling.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were sleeping with that gas guy.
The gas guy?
The guy that sells the gasoline from his car.
Yeah.
When you know what, when we're leaving.
Chuck?
I don't know his name.
Yeah, Chuck and I. Well, that's just sex.
Okay.
That's not love. And I think that's the difference.
Okay, well, listen.
I know your coffee order.
You're fired.
I know. You can't do the centerpiece.
I really don't know where to go from here.
You don't think that we could come up with something?
You could, like, what can you offer me?
Romantically?
As a romantic partner, what do you offer me? Tell me.
Well, I am a pillow princess.
Well, that's definitely. I'm also.
So that's one offering. That's another offer is I make negative. A really good chocolate chip cookie.
I don't eat carbs or dairy.
Okay.
I'm a gay man that designs the centerpieces for the Met Gala. I haven't had a carb since 2004.
Okay, obsessed with that. I take direction really well. I like to be bossed around.
I had to send you home for wearing the wrong color every single week, at least one day a week since
last year.
And
how quickly did I go when you said leave?
Yeah, but you come back in the same horrible shade.
It was a little different.
Of cerulean.
Well, I'll wear your clothes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just trying
Why would
to
you wear my clothes?
Just because then you'll like the shade.
I wear man's clothes.
Okay.
So I'm going to need you to head home for the day.
All right. I'll be back tomorrow.
Well,
I do want you
as
to
you know,
know,
tonight is the gala, so yeah. We're all off tomorrow.
Okay.
And this internship, I think, is going to have to come to a close.
Really?
I'm going to have to tell the community college, which we reached out to.
Right.
That you will not be receiving credit.
That's mean.
Sort of for this. Well, you made it really weird.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you
did.
I kind
of thought it was brave of me.
No.
It was brave.
Well.
All right. Well, I wish
by definition, maybe.
I wish you the best.
Thank you.
I'm positive that one day I'll be somebody really special.
I bet you will.
And you will regret this day.
I don't know that I will.
You will.
I have a husband.
I know.
And kids.
Yeah.
And you are an intern from a community college chasing after a gay man that designs centerpieces. So for now, I think I'm good.
I'm really proud of myself.
Anna. Sorry, you should go.
And Anna. Burn her at the stake.
Wow.
Wow is right.
That was weird.
That was weird.
We wouldn't have gotten on Herald for that. Those ones, I
no.
don't think.
We were rusty and so what?
We tried.
We tried. We had fun.
We did our best.
We did our best. That was still, I mean, that's something about improv that's pretty wild. You can just say things that are just like confessing your love to somebody, you know?
Totally.
And then as you're in the scene, you go, maybe I should never do this because this is really backfiring.
Well, you really should probably never confess you're in love with a gay man.
Especially if he's your boss. I know.
As an intern. That's some life advice.
Yeah, that is some life advice.
So you know what?
Huh?
Take that to the bank.
And smoke it.
And smoke it. Speaking of.
Speaking of, wait, tell them about, we're changing our Patreon, you guys.
Well, it's changed.
Well, it's actually already changed, but you know what I mean? It's changing and it's changed.
Okay, so basically what...
We're revamping it. It's actually already revamped.
You can please.
No, please, after you.
No, you every...
Okay, guys, get excited because, first of all, well, what is it? I think for $5, you get two of... Okay, Chris, do it.
No, I want Jesse to do it.
For $5, you get two. Is it two?
You get two video episodes.
Yeah.
This Patreon, baby.
It's Patreon.
Basically, we're just going to have video hide episodes. There's going to be two of them for the Screw Marshes. $20 a month. You get all four video episodes and you get two bonus high episodes with high quality video. Okay.
Yeah,
for
really
$10.
Excited.
What do you get? You get two high episodes, audio only.
Yeah.
Plus all the video episodes.
Love that.
For the regular episodes. And then for the $5, you get two of the video episodes and one high audio.
What a dream. What a treat. Isn't that exciting? For me, it is.
For me, it is as well. So check it out.
Check it out.
Right now, there should be at least one high episode up. So until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The middle children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.